third parak of Sukkah Mishnah Vov. Also Chatzotos al Ruvoi, we're talking about more halachas of the Esrog. If it got a chazotis is some type of fungus, some deformation of the skin on the majority of the Esrog, and the Maita, if it's on the top of part of the Esrog, Mechoitmo Ulamala, which the Chura we paskin is from where it starts slanting upwards, we have one of these chazotis, and it's also puzzle, the things they call today letlach, which are little scabs that many use to be making, because that's a natural thing that this etzer gets from either a leaf touching it or from getting a scratch. And one should ask a shayla if he's in doubt. Nitlo pitmosoi, if the pitum was taken off, and that's a pitum, the thing that's jutting out from the top, and we show him how it's only possible if the entire pitum was taken out in a fashion that now there's an indentation on the top of the etzer, so some of the flesh of Esrog itself was taken off. We pass in like a chila, the pitum broke off. One should not use it even if something is remaining. If one does not have any other Esrog, he can use such an Esrog. As long as part is jutting out of the top of the Esrog. Niklaf, if the very outer peel was peeled off, the thin outside peel, and change its color did not change based on that, then in such a case it's only possible if the entire etzer was peeled. If it's a little spot that was peeled, it would still be kosher as long as it changed its color. Nizdak, if it had a crack in it, even if it's a natural crack in the etzer and nothing was missing, or nika v'chosa kolshu, or it has a hole and something missing with that hole, you know, if it just got an indentation, it's alright. If there's a piece missing, then it's also possible. Yeah. As far as what we said at the Niklaf is kosher, unless the entire thing is niklaf, and there's also the other way around, that if it's niklaf in a few places, then it looks patchy and it's worse. But nice that we paskin that if it was niklaf in the fashion so that just the outer shiny surface was removed and still retains its full color, then it's kosher unless the entire thing was peeled off. Also, chazotis tam yutoi, if this chazotis that fungus or whatever it is was only on a minority of the esrog, nitl uksan, the ukus on the bottom was taken off. Most of we paskin, if the entire ukus was taken off, it is possible. Only part of it was taken off. Nika v'loichosa kol shu, if it has a hole in it, you stuck a needle in it, and none of the flesh was removed, then it's kosher. Yeah. Now this nekev that is kosher, the place can say also is only talking about a case where the nekev didn't go through and through, just made a puncture or anything. But if the nekev went from one side of the etzer, came out the other side of the etzer, then even if only juice came out and none of the flesh came out, it's possible. And lastly, even if the nekev went into the fruit, went through the entire peel into the fruit, it's also a problem. Yeah. Esrog HaKushi, an esrog which is a very dark esrog, a dark brown esrog, it's possible. Yeah. It says that if a person lives in Kush, a certain place where they have all the esrog and grew that way, that's the natural color of the esrog, then it's alright. A Yarek HaKalti, if it's green, like leek green, Rabbi Meir, Maksha, Rabbi Yehuda Poisel, Salochez, Rabbi Yehuda, Parsons. If it's very dark green, Lamaisa, the reason why we amat the green esrogim is because generally the green we have is a green which is already starting to turn yellowish, or at least it's green enough that if you leave it out it would turn yellowish. The green which is possible if it's picked very early, that's not developed enough, that to the extent that it will never turn yellow, that's the type of green that's possible.